Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with me, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry.
Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneurs on Fire, the award-winning podcast for busy people who want to ignite. I grew my business to more than $15 million with podcasting, and now you can too. Visit oxbus.com to get started with the fastest, easiest way to build your business using the power of your voice. No audio experience necessary. That's oxbus.com, AUXBUS.com, and start for free today.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Dank Discussions. Today, we're joined by Delaney Toops. Delaney is the owner and founder of D Square Custom Terpenes and the advisor of Guard Biopharma. Thanks for joining us today, Delaney.
Thanks, Maynard. I appreciate you having me on today.
No, it's a pleasure and very timely as well. Can you get us a sense of where you're located?
We're located here in LA. We have a warehouse office out in Chatsworth, and I've been working in the California market for about 10 years.
Sweet, awesome. Me too. I'm LA born and raised right there in the Valley, Calabasas. So not too far from you there in Chatsworth.
No, not too far at all, man.
Cool. So, before we get into D Squared, obviously we want to talk about that, but, you know, I really want to touch on what's going on in the news today. Sitting here September 12th, 2019, you know, all the news, regarding terpenes, regarding vapes in general, and, you know, the recent deaths that have come up as a result, because of the additives, everything else has been doing. Can you touch on this?
Sure, Maynard. This is something that is very personal to me. For a long time, just so you can get a little background, I was a manufacturer in the industry. So, you know, I've manufactured products, developed products. At this point in time, we're in the terpene, custom terpene industry. That industry is selling to manufacturers and vape pen companies. And what they're finding is they're using these dilutants, which we have never sold and never advocate. They are the cause of the lung issues that people are having and going to the hospital for. It's not just vitamin E oil. They found mineral oil. And for years, I've been telling clients and patients and consumers to be very careful when you're shopping. These days, they're cutting not only with vitamin E and that mineral oil, but you can find MCT oil, which is medium chain triglyceride oil. It's the refined coconut oil. PEG, propylene ethanol glycol, PG, propylene glycol, and flavorings, which none of those things are supposed to be vaporized. The problem also is not just what they're putting into the pen, but they're selling these vaporizer pens that also are cartridges, actually, that contain lead. It's a hairy situation, Maynard, to navigate the industry these days as a consumer and know what to ask. I think it's really important that you make sure that you ask for test results, for pesticide screenings. It's easy to tell from test results if something has been cut a lot, just because of the percentage of THC or CBD that will show up on the results. For example, a normal distillate will be in the range of like 89 to 98 for THC. I recommend to clients to only put 8% terpenes, because that's about what the natural levels are when you're buying pot. If you see something that's like around 70 or less, you might wonder why that percentage is so low.
Interesting. So how, you know, is this kind of research that we as consumers should be doing at home, or can we expect that the bud tender is going to, you know, disclose information, or that we're going to be able to even get answers on this?
I think that you can. And actually, there's a few companies, which I've been trying not to really get into mentioning that too much, but there are some companies out there that are doing things the right way. Your bud tenders, that's a hit and miss. It's pretty easy to go onto a company's website, and they should, especially, you know, with all the regulations, they should have their test results posted. If they don't, I know most companies would be happy to answer questions if you call them. And if you can't get a straight answer from someone, I may wonder, you know, if they know what they're doing. Anybody that's done their due diligence as a manufacturer should be able to answer these questions quite easily and freely.
Definitely. And we talk about regulation a lot, obviously, on the show, and we talk about regulation a lot in general in the cannabis industry. And sometimes, you know, we talk about it in terms of, you know, the red tape and the hoops you have to jump through in order to get things going and all that, you know, depending on if you have money, don't have money. But then there's the other side of the coin where there's a lot of lack of regulation, you know, which is allowing, you know, certain companies to get away with these products and, you know, not being properly labeled. What kind of changes would you like to see that would make it easier to protect consumers?
Well, I think that the proprietary formulas in vape pens is a bunch of bullshit. If you can't disclose to people what you're putting in something to that nature, then we shouldn't be smoking it or vaping it. There is a distinction. I don't know if you know, Maynard, but anything under 400 degrees is considered vapor and vaporizing. Anything above 400 degrees is smoking. So you have a different reaction above 400 degrees. Anything, I mean, even healthy terpenes above 400 degrees can be turned into carcinogens. It's the same thing with propylene glycol. Above 400 degrees, propylene glycol turns into formaldehyde into your system. So, you know, it's important to know what's in these products. Even in the supplement world outside of the cannabis industry, if I see a proprietary formula, it makes me wonder, you know, what's in that. What if there's something in there that I might be allergic to? So I tend to stay away from things like that. Even with our company and our formulations, I've had so many people say, why don't you patent this? Why don't, you know? I'm like, if somebody really wants to figure it out, they're going to figure it out. I'm not afraid of some competition in the market. I'm more concerned about the consumer and that they know what's in the products, you know. So in new regulations and as regulations evolve through different states, I think that that should be a requirement. I think that we have a problem in the industry with regulating laboratories, but that's a whole nother story.
Oh, yeah, amazing. And so, I mean, I think, you know, people... consumers love pens because of the, you know, the ease of use, you know, being able to be discreet, being able to take it wherever, you know, and I think there's not so much education, like you said, you know, over 400 degrees, under 400 degrees. Is that something that it's done with the battery? Like you can get a battery that's too strong and therefore can take any, you know, great product and make it hazardous to your health?
Exactly. I personally am a vapor, and I love my variable voltage pen. And what I do is I set it on 3.3 volts, which is the lowest setting. And the great thing about that, Maynard, is it doesn't burn up the taste of the terpenes or the effect. And the same thing with the oil. It's just a totally different experience. That's where you truly experience the entourage effect.
That's amazing. You're, you know, obviously very knowledgeable, you know, this business inside and out, especially what you do, you know, and, you know, the cannabis space is obviously one to navigate and even to break into. So give me your backstory. Where'd you come from? You know, how'd you break into the industry and how'd you learn the ins and outs of the industry?
Well, I'm originally from New Orleans. I'm a good Cajun boy. I hurt my back in a diving accident when I was a teenager, which is actually how I got into the holistic health industry, because Western medicine did nothing for me. And it's also how I found cannabis years ago. And it wasn't legal then, but I tell you what, it really made a difference in my life and being able to get back to having a life again without pain. So with that in mind, years down the road, I had a buddy of mine who owns a CO2 extraction equipment company. And he asked me if I would be interested in research and development for their equipment. And really, the underlying thing was they were too chicken shit to put cannabis in their own equipment, and they wanted somebody else to do it.
Wow. So
I was interested in the whole process because I wanted to create the best medicine that I could. I had already been doing holistic health, Chinese medicine, a lot of nonprofit work in the healthcare industry, in education, and I wanted to be able to affect more people. And I figured that the cannabis industry, as up and coming as it is now and it even was then, I thought it was fascinating. I thought that it was the new frontier for helping people, and that I figured I could affect more people that way than just on a one-to-one basis or small classes or anything like that. So it really motivates me to continue to research and learn. Hopefully I'll be doing that to the day I die, man. I like the challenge.
I think we all do, right? You know, when a person says that they've made it or I've learned enough, you know, this, you know, if you think you know, then I don't think you know, right? You know, there's always more learning to be done. But, you know, so what's been the biggest obstacle that you've faced so far, and how have you been able to overcome it?
I think the biggest obstacle is just education, Maynard, which is really why I'm happy to be here talking with you today. I try to take every opportunity I can to get information disseminated out to the public. And that's been difficult in some ways, because when you're ahead of the market with some ideas and information that could change the market, it's slow to change sometimes. Even manufacturers, which I'm looking at this recent upheaval in the industry with the vape pens, is actually an opportunity for this industry to clean itself up and for the people that are doing things the right way to be able to step forward and really lead this new movement. I found in the cannabis manufacturing side that it was very challenging. One, cost-wise, they make it very difficult for a smaller business. I think one of the biggest challenges is that the people that are regulating the industry state by state are having to get an education. It's hard to regulate an industry if you know nothing about it. Uh-huh. If you know nothing about the extraction processes or the plant itself. So, you know, they have a difficult position and a huge learning curve that they must achieve to be able to regulate this industry properly. And I think that's part of the reason, you know, that there's been so many issues. The other end is greed.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, there's a lot of people that are getting into the industry just to make a buck. And obviously that's happening. You know, look at what's happening in the news these days. So, like I said, I think it's a blessing in disguise, and I think it's going to be a real eye opener for manufacturers. And like I said, I was telling you before we got on air that I've had, you know, clients already calling me in the last few days, thanking me for making sure that they did their products the proper way. I just think that that's really important to lead into this industry with ethics and integrity, and not the almighty dollar. That'll always follow if you're doing the right thing and you're putting out a quality product and doing it for the right reason. That follows. That should be secondary.
Well, that's amazing. You touched on a couple of amazing points there, because, you know, when we talk about, you know, kind of the, you know, the business with the deep pockets and, you know, the, you know, the struggle that it is sometimes for little guy to get ahead. And I think, you know, you touched on it at the end where you said it's greed, but you, before that, you mentioned that there's a huge learning curve for the lawmakers themselves, you know, where they don't necessarily know what's going on, and they don't have to be, you know, they're not educated in this industry, because it's not, you know, it's a brand new industry, you know,
right.
Or then, you know, it's black market, you know? So now, you know, terpenes and the research and everything that's going on, you know, it's brand new stuff. So, I really enjoyed that, but I also really enjoyed was talking about, you know, you talking about the ethics, right? And I think we talk about compliance a lot, you know, and we talk about,
right.
You know, obviously compliance is the main thing. And I think what you talked about is a higher level than compliance. I think it's keeping ourselves compliant, you know, not right. just about what, you know, what can I get away with, or what are they looking for, or how can I, you know, even just run a normal business, you know, it's hard enough, you know, it's trying to do things the right way, but also holding ourselves to a higher standard and saying, you know what, I'm the consumer as well. What do I want in this? You know, what is it that I want? Is this something that I would be willing to do? So, you know, being as how you run, you know, D Squared, how do you maintain that high level of ethics and still, you know, get ahead when there's people cutting corners, you know, this whole fiasco aside, you know, let's say this fiasco didn't happen.
Well, I think it's important. And in our business, our team does a lot of research. We check everything. We double check everything. A lot of our, of course, you know, our company has like 103 cannabis strain specific formulas, but we're also formulating these days over the last year and a half on effect. So our research has been geared towards medical abstracts and research studies on individual isolate terpenes and the medicinal benefits that are already proven. So I take that information, and we're using that information to compile and assimilate into a formula, which we have, you know, we have some amazing pain and inflammation formulas that actually go to the root of the problem instead of just masking the issue. So we like to do our due diligence. We like to do our research. And believe it or not, there, you know, it may not seem like that right now because of the news, but there are several companies out there, more than just several, that do want to do things the right way, that do want to take an approach and do their due diligence and research and development and, you know, test and retest before they put something out to the public. And I have faith in that, and I've held to that belief, and it's been a good way for us to conduct business, and especially at this point, it's paying off for us.
That's great. I'm glad that you say that as well, because I think right now, you know, first of all, in the culture and in society, you know, there's a you know, media likes to, you know, fear sells, you know, sex sells, fear sells. And right. turn on that news because they want to see, oh, see, I told you this is bad for you, you know? Right. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, you know, that there's a lot of great people out there as well. You know, we can't throw the baby out the bathwater, and we have to definitely, you know, give credit where credit's due and focus on that just as much as we're focusing on the negative side. That's, you know,
well, we need people like yourself in the industry that are willing to educate, that ask the tough questions. That make people look at what they're doing and how they're doing it, making the consumer aware, because, you know, if the consumer is aware, they're going to drive what the production of the manufacturers are. If nobody's buying anything that's cut or with vitamin E in it or flavorings or all of this kind of crap that they're doing these days, they won't produce it.
Yeah, exactly. We vote with our dollar. You know, I definitely believe that we vote with our dollar, and when we fall, when the industry sees that, you know, any industry sees that their way is not working, you know, people adjust. You know, it could be
that's correct
from a plastic, you know, plastic straw, you know, for all the way from that all the way up. You know, so when people are saying, "Hey, you know what? People are smarter now. We can't do this stuff." You know, I think that's valuable.
I really feel we can heal the world on many levels with this. Not just as the medicine that comes from the plant, but the way we treat each other with it, which includes putting out products that aren't going to hurt people. So, you know, with that in mind, I can't see doing business any other way.
Yeah. That's what's going to last in the long term. So, And that was really amazing. And I do want to know, you know, I always ask, you know, every entrepreneur I meet, business owner, you know, what does success look like to you? Can you define success for me?
Success for me would be to be able to continue to hear all the great feedback from people that we're helping. I think that's success. To create wellness in the world, to me, that's success. And then on a personal, more personal level, my success will be when I have my own healing resort in Costa Rica, because that's going to be my retirement business, but still will be revolving around giving people the tools to go back into the world and live the best life that they can.
Amazing. Pura vida, right? Costa Rica.
There we go. Exactly right, Maynard.
So very good. So what can we expect from D2 in the future? I know you said you're doing a lot of research, and what else do you guys have come down the pipe here?
I've been working on several formulas over the last couple of years. We've got a daytime and a nighttime pain and inflammation formula, but those formulas are pretty broad spectrum. Just to kind of give you an example, they're also anti-anxiety. They're great for fibromyalgia. They're great for opioid withdrawal. In fact, there's terpenes in them that work with Declofen, which is DCF. It's the eighth largest sold anti-inflammatory in the world. And what it does is we've been advising our doctors to recommend this tincture with their anti-inflammatory because it boosts the effect of the anti-inflammatory. And it also helps to alleviate the side effects of the anti-inflammatory. So we're not trying to just do, which is an amazing standalone formula, but we're also trying to work within the medical community to get them on board and see the amazing properties that can help their patients. I'm working on a formula for menopause. I've got a formula for jet lag that we're getting ready to release. And Shifra and I with Mitzvah Wellness are working on a formula for autism for focus. So that's what we have going right now. And you know, it takes time to do the R&D for that type of product. And hopefully over the next year, we'll be able to release those. And I've got a few other things up my sleeve down the line for different pathologies. I really want to just go through the years and hit as many pathologies as that we can to help. And as this cannabis world unfolds with terpenes in mind, I know that we can power boost that and find some amazing combinations. And that's a whole nother segment on cannabinoids and terpenes and their interactions. But it's going to be quite the ride. Keep an eye on us.
We're definitely going to have to bring it back on because that is so much fascinating stuff. You know, and you mentioned something that I do have to touch on before I let you go, and that's the opiate crisis that's going on now. Obviously, you know, not a lot of stuff in the news there as well. Are you at liberty to talk about, you know, how, you know, what you guys are doing there with, you're talking about, opiate?
Well, yes. In combination with, terpenes, CBD, and I like the combination of THC and CBD. I see the benefits of it. I understand that there's people that don't want to do THC, but for opioid abusers, a good one-to-one with the proper terpene profile is an amazing way to come off of opioids. I have a friend, and I won't mention her name, but she's been a very close friend for 35 years. In the 90s, they got her hooked on OxyContin because she had degenerative disc disorder. So how many years later now, like 20 years later, they never took her off of them. And it's caused a cascade of issues. But even now, Maynard, I have been able to help her with a one-to-one CBD to THC with a tincture, and she has taken her opioid intake down by 75%. So for somebody that's been on it for 20 years and to slowly work off to that percentage, I know that there's a lot of hope in this. And I already see the results in people because the way it interacts with our endogenous cannabinoid system and hits our CB1 receptors in our brain, it helps to set up and quit the rapid firing that's happening. So it's like the key that unlocks the door for that. So with these formulas, we can help people. And with, you know, CBD and cannabinoids, it makes a huge difference in people's lives. And to be able to do and give people relief without the side effects that, you know, come with opioids, and the, you know, they actually degenerate your joints after a while. So it causes the problems that they're treating people with to become worse. You know, we've got veterans using our products for post-traumatic stress disorder and their opioid addictions that their, you know, their doctors got a book on. I've got a doctor and psychiatrist in New Orleans that I'm going to be working closely with that worked with the VA hospital and trying to integrate this into that system and make it available. One of the things that Mitzvah Wellness and D-Squared has done is veterans or any service people, you know, policemen, firemen, anything in that type of service industry, will give a 10% discount on any of our products too. So we want to support the industry, and people that can't afford it, you know, they should call us and let us know, and we can always work something out.
Wow. Delaney, this is so cool, man. You know, I really want to thank you for your time. This has been really, really, really deep, really incredible. You know, as we close, how can our listeners find out more about D-Squared and get in contact with you?
Well, they can go to our website. It's d2customterpenes.com. And you can leave a message for us there. And I'd be glad to, if you leave a phone number or something, I'll be glad to get back in touch with you ASAP. So we love a lot of questions. We love to educate people. And any way we can help, we're glad to do it.
Very cool. And is there anything else you'd like to share about D-Squared that we haven't already covered?
I think that's about it. I think that there's a few things that maybe we can share next conversation.
Yeah.
You've covered a lot today and given people a lot to digest today. I could say that, you know, one last thing, since we started with all the vape pens, maybe we should wrap with what to look for, you know, really in your vape pens, whether it's CBD, THC, it should be the oil only. With terpenes, no other additives, no other cuts. And I recommend a ceramic heat coil. And just make sure, you know, there's several companies now that are becoming more aware and making sure that people know they don't have lead in their cartridges. So those are the things I'd look for. And I think if you do that and then vape under 400 degrees at 3.3 volts, you're going to have a good old time.
Delaney, you're the man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. I'm gonna have to check back in with you as we go down the road, because you have so much amazing stuff there at D-Squared. And all the best to you. Thanks again for jumping on with us. Good luck to you and the rest of 2019 and beyond.
Thank you, Maynard. I appreciate it. You have a great day. Thanks everyone.
Thank you.
We at Calican are passionate about cannabis marketing, branding, and web design. If you're a cannabis entrepreneur and you know you need an uptake in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com and schedule a time to speak with us. Plans start at $248. Thanks for listening in to Dank Discussions, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We want to continue making dank content you want, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's CALACANN.com. And follow us on Instagram for our latest updates.
Oxbus.